Tray Marsh Conservation Area. Step along the boardwalks in Rattray Marsh to discover the only natural waterfront marsh left between Burlington and Toronto. This marsh boasts a unique and rare natural cobble beach created by a shingle bar, referring to the flat, smooth rocks which form the bulk of material in the bar. This is formed by severe storms that whip up waves and throw shingles onto the shore, along with smaller pebbles and sand. When there is no outlet for the water, the creek waters back up, causing the water level to rise behind the barrier, flooding this marshland. During the years of 1916 to 1945, this 94-acre property was owned by Colonel James Rattray, who lived in the Barrymead Mansion and entertained prominent members of Ontario society and even royalty. Having a deep respect of nature, Colonel Rattray helped to protect this natural environment. After Colonel Rattray's death in 1959, a long struggle to preserve this property began as there were residential development pressures. Secured by CVC in 1972 with the help of local residents and officially opened in 1975, Rattray Marsh was created as a unique nature refuge along Lake Ontario within the urban Greater Toronto area. The Rattray Marsh Protection Association was formed to help protect and educate people about this important natural area, and its members continue this work today. This living discovery center is a highly productive and diverse ecosystem. It is a refuge for much aquatic life, an important stopover for migrating waterfowl, and it also acts as a water quality filter for Lake Ontario, where drinking water for many Peel residents originates. Depending on water levels, this fish sanctuary can provide critical spawning habitat for Lake Ontario pike populations and other species that are now being monitored. Soon after the ice melts, adult pike move from Lake Ontario to the shallow areas of the marsh to spawn. The pike population is directly affected by the water levels and water quality in the marsh. Drier seasons can leave the eggs exposed or can completely prevent access to spawning areas. Sheridan Creek is also an important spawning ground for the white sucker, who choose stony or gravel bottoms for spawning. Carp spawn here as well, but this invasive species is detrimental to other fish by making aquatic habitats less suitable for them. Carp prevent many wetland plants from growing as they uproot plants while feeding or thrashing around in the shallows during spawning. Carp also make the water cloudy by these activities. Experimental fence enclosures were used to help determine which plant species will grow with a proposed restoration plan. Restoration will remove layers of silt and sand caused from erosion and urban runoff that has buried the original organic soils. Sheridan Creek also directly relates to the health of Rattray Marsh, as it enters the marsh after traveling through a highly developed urban area. Restoring Sheridan Creek and your own backyard can be done by using low-impact development practices, such as rain barrels to collect rainwater from a rooftop. This allows water to be stored for later use and helps to control stormwater runoff. Stormwater runoff can carry water that has been warmed and contaminated by pavement directly into water ecosystems. These ongoing restoration efforts and future efforts to link marshes along the lakeshore corridor will ensure movement towards healthier and more vibrant ecosystems. Although bird life at the marsh constantly changes throughout the seasons, people relish sighting birds like the Caspian tern, seen sometimes fishing up and down the lakeshore and plunging into the water for food. Killdeer and sandpipers feed around the margins of the marsh and along the lakeshore. Wading birds delight in the marsh and creek habitat of Rattray. While at the marsh, look for the great egret, a beautiful white heron which relies on great stealth and patience to catch fish in shallow waters. One reptile that may reside in Rattray Marsh is the provincially rare map turtle. Although this turtle might be difficult to see, look for a rough-edged keel running down the middle of its shell and line markings that take on the appearance of a map of waterways. More common turtles are painted turtles and snapping turtles. The snapping turtle is the largest freshwater turtle native to Ontario. Turtles watched the rise and fall of dinosaurs and have since been witness to the start of birds and mammals. They are also believed to be the longest living vertebrates on Earth. But some fear for future generations, as wetlands are continuing to be drained, habitats altered, some are harvested for the pet trade, and road crossings prove to be too deadly an obstacle. Rattray Marsh also boasts a mixture of Carolinian species of flora and several regionally and provincially rare plants. Carolinian species are generally found in more southern locations, and this area represents the most northern zone that species such as cottonwood, sassafras, and witch hazel can grow. Look for the distinguishing cluster of yellow flowers that the witch hazel sprouts in the fall, and the often distinctive three-lobed leaf of the sassafras. Wetland plants and animals are also being threatened by invasive species, some of which can be found at Rattray. Purple loosestrife threatens plant diversity and affects wildlife by reducing available food and habitat for waterfowl and decreasing spawning grounds for fish. This plant was originally introduced as an ornamental from Europe and became invasive in wetland areas. The introduction of a beetle in recent years has helped to combat this exotic plant, and it is now much reduced in density and under control in wetlands. Rattray Marsh was one of the first introduction sites of this beetle in Ontario. As you wander along the trails, you might see invasive species being controlled through bark removal of the Norway maple and blanketing other species. Over time, humans have influenced wetlands with ongoing development, the introduction of exotic plants, the draining of wetlands, and the adding of sedimentation. Considering that southern Ontario has lost 75% of its original wetlands, and recognizing Rattray Marsh's incredible value as a Great Lake coastal wetland, the importance of this provincially significant area is paramount. When you drink your next glass of water, take a moment to thank this wetland that is purifying and replenishing the groundwater that flows to Lake Ontario, reducing flooding and erosion, and providing a great outdoor discovery area. Take time to appreciate this small jewel that is nestled between a sprawling urban environment, and lessen your own impacts on this treasured space.